What then? Should we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? Absolutely not. Do you not know that when you present yourselves to someone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, whether of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God, that, whereas you were slaves of sin, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching to which you were entrusted. Being made free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh, for as you presented your members as slaves to uncleanness and to wickedness upon wickedness, even so now present your members as slaves to righteousness for sanctification. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. What fruit then did you have at that time in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin, and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit of sanctification, and the result of everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is everlasting life in Christ Jesus our Lord.